Recently, I was contacted by Dr. Alaric Nade, who is a professor of linguistics at Suwon University in South Korea. And he and his team have been working on trying to expose a charity, a children's abuse charity, that has been a front for paedophiles. So onto the charity itself, and it is called Prostasia. And if we have a look at their website, here they are, here's their about section. They say, protecting children from sexual abuse is a cause that everyone can unite behind. I mean, already off to a dishonest start. Often, however, the measures we take to combat child sexual abuse are less effective than they should be because they are driven by emotion rather than evidence. In striving to protect children from abuse, we may end up harming them and others. So now we can see that's a very strange thing to have in the first paragraph. Surely it should be about the children. But then you scroll down a bit on that page, John, and then you start a bit more. They'll see their founding values here. Child protection is at the top. And then it's difficult to see because of the font.
Human and civil rights.
Yep. And then at the bottom is positivity.
Sex positivity.
And then if you go a little bit further down.
Child protection charity for child sexual abuse.
And it's somehow sex positive, yeah. And then they've got things like sex workers' rights.
Kink awareness.
Internet freedom. And these are unusual things to be coming out of a children's charity, isn't it? I mean, I am for internet freedom, but when it's in the context of a child abuse charity advocating for it, it makes you wonder, well, what's going on here? As well as, of course, them highlighting that they're pro-kink awareness, which, to be honest, what does that have to do with children, right? They should have no awareness of that at all. Any sane person would say that. But no, this is supposedly a charity that helps abused children.
What? Did you read the description there? Kink community is also often misunderstood by other child protection groups. We believe that adults have the right to participate in consensual sex behaviors and that researchers could learn from this community about practices that may reduce child sexual abuse.
Yes.
It's a really weird phraseology.
Yeah. Well, it's funny you say that because we move on to this next one. So they have a thing on their website titled MAP Support Club. This is where the so-called minor attracted people...
Using the trans rights colours, that's
interesting. Yes. I did notice that as well. I feel like that wasn't accidental, was it? But yes, supposedly children as young as 13 are allowed to join these support clubs as well. So that's certainly a disaster waiting to happen, isn't it?
Well, I think that's a crime.
I think it might be, yeah. I think they're a California-based charity, so good luck trying to prosecute them in a place like that. But back to the work being done against them. This website, the Public Insight, has been set up basically to expose by Dr. Nade and his team, who I've been in contact with as well. And this is actually a really good website. It's trying to take an academic approach to analysing this web's Prostasia, this charity. And they've written lots of articles basically explaining all of the things that they do wrong and that sort of thing. And this is the place to go if you want to find out a lot more. And I will be citing some things from this in a second. But on to some of the work that they've done on the website. Here's one which is an academic paper titled A Case Study Via Sociolinguistic Analysis of Covert Pro-Pedophilia Organization Registered as a Child Protection Charity and its Links to Pedophilia Enablers in Academia and Academic Propaganda. And because, of course, Dr. Nade is a professor of linguistics, he's looking at the language being used here, which you rightfully pointed out is unusual. And this is just the abstract of his study. Obviously, you can read the full study yourselves if you want to, but it says this case study is an analysis of a covert pro-pedophilia organization operating as a child protection charity. The organization known as Prostasia claims to adopt an alternative approach to combating of child sexual abuse. Analysis of their website video content points of advocacy, lack of transparency and organizational structure, as well as specific and general semantic messaging, prove this is not true. Semantics adopted by Prostasia's language forms to foster a pro-pedophilia message as a victim-oppressor narrative that identifies pedophiles as victims of an oppressive social structure and society in general that attaches an unfair stigma to paedophiles. It also promotes paedophilia as a legitimate and innate form of human sexuality. An analysis will explain how the organization uses propaganda and physiological aversion techniques to link itself with an underdog position of historic struggles that paints critics in the colors of radicals or of extreme or alt-right persuasion, sorry. The organization seeks to normalize child sexual abuse materials as a form of therapy and that they do not support conversion therapy, thereby using the affirming approach. So obviously this is a full paper looking at the language they're using. And I think actually linguistic analysis when it comes to these sorts of progressive style causes is very powerful because
that's their main avenue.
Yeah, they use the manipulation of language to get their way because people aren't necessarily looking out for the things that we can intuitively spot after covering it for years. But this was originally published in the British Journal of Sociology and History, which is a reasonably prominent journal. And less than 24 hours after it was first published, it was taken down again because the charity contacted the journal that published it and made them remove it because they claimed that it was defamatory and they were going to take legal action. And I don't know about you, but targeting academic journals that are talking about the language you're using and how it's a problem.
If there's something untrue, then sure, you have a claim. But mm-hmm. if you're saying, well, they said this, I've read a lot of libel and slander law. Mm. It's if they're accurately describing what you're doing and it is their sincerely held opinion or assessment, then if it's not false, what can you do?
Mm-hmm. It shows that they're not interested in having a discussion about this. They're just going to shut down people if they have the opportunity to do so. And something that they certainly lack and need to learn more about is morality. So if you move on to this next one, John, here's my Contemplations 107 on morality. So make sure to check that out on the website. But moving on to the public insight again, the website working to take down this so-called child abuse charity. So this is one of their projects where they're trying to map the broad network. So if you can scroll down, John, to show just the extent of this map of the people who are trying to normalize paedophilia. I don't know whether you can scroll out just to see the full size of this map. And what they've done is they've mapped all of the institutions, such as universities, charities, also modes of thinking, academics, things like that. And if you hover over the connections, it tells you how they're connected to other things as well. And this is really, really good for understanding.
Providing it's true, of course.
Yes. Well, I've looked through the full thing and I've been able to verify a fair few number of things. So I think, at least to my understanding, it's a reliable resource, but it's just showing that the web of institutions and individuals who seem to be doing this, and it's certainly a good means of highlighting the extent of the problem, as well as if you want to learn a bit more about this, this is a good place to start because it's got the massive network and you can see which organizations, individuals are the more central players in paedophile advocacy. So moving on to another article on the Public Insight, this talks about how Prostasia is seeking to normalize paedophilia. This is written by Erin Holmes, who I've also been in contact with, so thank you very much. And it reads as follows. I've taken just a couple of extracts, but please go and read the full thing. It says, throughout 2019, Prostasia Foundation had a convicted sex offender on their advisory council and governing board, a slew of volunteer staff, a sex worker, a webcam model, a BDSM consultant, and a kink enthusiast. Recently, NBC contributor Noah Balatsky joined their ranks as a communications director. His work included interviews on the positive impacts of pornography on children. Prostasia maintains a negative correlation between paedophiles who indulge in sexual fantasies against those acting on violent child sexual abuse, despite the overwhelming evidence disproving the theory. I mean, that's, of course, just common sense, isn't it? Virtuous paedophiles don't just want sex, you see. They want a love affair, and somehow this makes it better. And it goes on to say, Prostasia Foundation is ripe with symbolism liberal illusions and free expression. The name itself comes from the Greek word for protection. Its executive director, Jeremy Malcolm, can be found on public forums under the name Terminus, a Roman divinity who presides over boundaries. So it's all very strange, isn't it? I mean, it's explicitly evil as far as I'm concerned. And on the topic of Noah Belatsky, this is an article that he wrote that I was able to find. Child sex workers' biggest threat, the police. And in this, he argues that the police are the biggest...
There is no child sex workers.
Yes. But the notion that the police, who are the ones that are going to put a stop to it, are the biggest threat to them, rather than them doing that themselves. I mean, that's completely the opposite.
But again,
the
phraseology is like a child prostitute. There are no child prostitutes.
Yeah, exactly. They can't consent. It is just really depressing, isn't it? So, one of the few outlets that has actually agreed to keep something up about this charity, because they've the academics have contacted quite a few outlets to get this published, and we and they were the only two so far that have agreed to do so. So this is from Redux, which is actually a feminist outlet of all things, I know, but it seems like they do actually seem to care about safeguarding children. So you certainly can't criticize them for that. And they've got quite a long article talking about the evidence that had been provided to them by this academic team, looking at the general manager of Prostasia. And this is pretty horrific stuff. So it reads as follows. A staff member at a controversial charity has been caught operating pseudonymous accounts where he admits to being a paedophile and masturbating to photos of children. That's the brief summary of it. It's a pretty depressing read, but I'm going to read a little bit more because it's important to know about this. So it says, Redux has learned that Prescott Byan, the general manager of Prostasia, had been active on the world's largest paedophile message boards dedicated to homosexual men who call themselves boy lovers. Foundation in 2018, and Prostasia bills itself as a child protection organization. And it just carries on to explain. And it says, despite claiming to be motivated by a desire to eradicate child sexual abuse, the organization's efforts have dedicated themselves to crusades against child pornography bans, letter writing campaigns to state representatives demanding childlike sex dolls be kept legal, and funding research into fantasy sexual outlets for paedophiles. Prostasia has also condemned anti-paedophile sentiment as harmful Nazi-like rhetoric and called for its mass censorship across social media. I know. Do they have any social awareness? You're right, Callum.
You're a Nazi. Okay, then. If you don't like pedos, you're Nazis. It's actually the anti-far position. Body.
So, in 2021, Prostasia began collaborating with an organization which calls itself MAP Support Club, an unregistered group which claims to provide peer support for pedophiles and invites minor attracted people aged 13 years old and up to participate in online chats about minor attraction. Prostasia's staff has changed frequently over the years, and in late 2022, the organization stopped providing the public with information on who comprised its team, citing targeted attacks. However, as of the latest available archive made in September 2022, Prostasia listed its general manager of its operations as Prescott Byan. On their site, Byan's profile states he has always been passionate about preserving individual rights and responsibilities. He's an advocate for human rights, free speech, privacy, anti-censorship, sex workers' rights, and criminal legal system reform, and child sexual abuse prevention. I feel like he's probably a bit stronger on the criminal legal system reform than he is on the latter. So apparently he also goes by Larry or Prescott, but under certain handles, the article carries on to say that he enters into forums where he talks about his love of young boys pretty much, and he's had lots of discussions about this. I don't really want to go into it in too much detail, one, because it's really disgusting, and two, because I think this warrants a full read to really get the idea, and I think that we simply just don't have the time. But for example, in a post he says he has a desire for adolescence for four decades, but he's claimed to have never actually sexually abused one, but apparently he said that he's concealed from his wife that he has this attraction, who and his wife is someone who he claims has actually suffered from sexual abuse herself and wouldn't understand his proclivities. So it seems inherent in his online pseudonyms that he's acknowledging that he himself is attracted to children, which is exactly the complete opposite of what you would want in a child abuse charity, obviously. I know I don't need to point that out, but it's just a really harrowing thing, isn't it, that these charities that are set up with the external focus of being a children abuse charity, and actually it's the complete opposite, and they're being treated with charitable status, they're able to raise money, they're tax exempt, and they're able to operate without any legal impediment in California. But hopefully this is going to change, because I heard from one of the team, the academics working to get rid of this charity, that they've been in contact with the California district attorney, and they've been filing a petition to get their charitable status removed, and also to launch an investigation into them as well, I believe. So hopefully this is something that is going to be targeted, but that this is very important stuff. Make sure to check out the academics' website where they're talking about this, because there's lots and lots more information, and we're going to be writing a reasonably long article documenting it as well on our website, so make sure to check that out, which isn't out yet, but it's something that's going to be far more thorough and give you a good idea. But this is something that we've noticed as well, that charities that are supposedly meant to help children are being infiltrated by ideologues and subverted to do the complete opposite. There are many such cases, aren't there? And one final thing is that it seems to be a growing problem as well, in the BBC recently published this article in reference to Britain. Of course, this is an American charity, so it's slightly different, but it says lockdowns linked to tenfold rise in child sex imagery. So it does seem to be something that's becoming increasingly prevalent. I mean, a tenfold rise, that's absolutely absurd, isn't it? And it's just so depressing. I don't understand how anyone can justify harming children, because it is so obvious to me that these people have no leg to stand on. All of their arguments are just cope, aren't they? But I wanted to draw some attention to this project and some things being done, and hopefully through shedding some light on this, we can actually work to destroy these charities and get proper justice for the people that are trying to harm children.
If you appreciated that segment from the podcast, The Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium content we have on the site, such as the premium articles we do, this one on the seven deadly sins, with an audio track for Silver and Gold Tears from Will Noland. If you'd like to find out what else we're putting out, you can follow us on Getter at lotuseaters_com on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.